Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 278 for Monday, February 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was mixed on Monday as the choppy market reacted to conflicting outside influences. Canola was up $2 to down $1, the May contract up $1.40 at $467.50 per ton. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar provided underlying support throughout the day, although losses in Chicago soy oil were canceling out any currency-related strength, and that kept canola range-bound overall. Speculators were buying canola and selling in the soy complex, and that was supportive for the Canadian futures. Commercial traders were on both sides of the market. Adjustments to the March-May spread were a feature as participants were exiting the front month and rolling into the May contract ahead of first deliveries. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all down, with a stronger U.S. dollar behind some of the across-the-board weakness. Soybeans are 1 to 5 cents lower, the May contract down 2 cents at $10 per bushel. Soybeans had initially shown some strength on the back of solid demand for soy meal, but the market turned lower as the day progressed. Softer weekly export data contributed to the declines in beans as global attention turns to the large South American crops currently being harvested. However, news of a truckers' strike in Brazil was a bit supportive, as the labor unrest there may disrupt some movement from the country. For corn, prices are 5 to 6 cents lower, the May contract down 6 at $3.86 per bushel, as a lack of any real fresh news kept the overall bias pointed lower, especially as U.S. farmers are still thought to be sitting on large quantities of unpriced corn from last year. On the other side, solid export demand, including large weekly export sales and reports of fresh business to South Korea overnight, did provide some support for corn. Wheat, it's steady to down 5 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 3 at $5.04 per bushel. On the one hand, the U.S. missed out on yet another Egyptian tender, as U.S. prices remain expensive internationally. But cold temperatures across parts of the Midwest were a bit supportive, with the threat of winter kill providing underlying support for wheat. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, February 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.